Sora now, sci-fi, mamacita.
The same thing I say every time I stream. What's up, party people? It's Friday Eve. You know I like to put Friday in there somewhere. So, how's everybody doing? Pulse check. With me, as always, is co-host Vic.
Hi.
And Knight, the producer, is walking around getting ready for school. So, yeah. Good times. Oh boy, what a day. Sorry about the hot mic earlier. I didn't realize I didn't have it turned off. And look at that, my avatar's not fixed. Yay. Hold on. Hold, please. I had to put up the Barbie one. Dr. Omega made me a Barbenheimer one. That's pretty cool. So, yeah, priceless. Let's go say hi to everybody in the chat. Hello, Tina the Naughty Dragon. Yay! Dad man raid, woohoo, misses. Nice. Yeah, I just heard her give me a little shout out before she ended the show. She's got a block party happening today. Let me grab that link. It's like right after my show, so everybody go raid her back when we're done. It'll be a little bit because you know this is like a 30-minute show, so but there's the link to her show. Her block party. She's building the little house from up today. So it's going to be real cool. And I believe Vic has been waiting for that one. Have you been waiting for that build?
I don't know.
You sound like SpongeBob there for a second. Hi, Mikey Susie 4. Thank you for being here. And Suzanne, that's just fine. You know, if you want to lurk, if you want to talk, but yes, you have a blessed day also. But yes, thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it. I saw Dadman Walking 55 in the chat. Hello, hello. Are you on your lunch? How did I get here? Where am I? You're in Germany? No. Shouldn't it be Louisiana? Yeah. That's going to happen this weekend. It's Klobby's memorial service. So give those kids the bananas today. I know she needs to eat those before they go bad from last night. So, yeah. But yes, speaking of Klobby, we lost our friend Klobby last week. And we really, their children need your prayers and support. And if you would be so kind as to help them with donations, here is the GoFundMe link. We greatly appreciate you helping. I've gone out there and given a donation. But we miss him terribly. He was a huge light in our world. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to carry it forward because I want his memory to live on. And he was a great man. He really was. So we'll just keep moving and spread light and positivity and have a good time because that's why I do what I do and Vic does what he does. And that's why we like, this is a hobby for us and we like being here entertaining you. So let me pin this to the chat real quick. There we go. So Dadman and Mrs., safe travels this weekend or anybody who's traveling to Klobby's memorial, please safe travels. I'll be thinking about you guys. And once I find out, they're supposed to live stream it. I will be watching and I may, if we're allowed, I may live stream it out on my channel as well. So, just hits me like in the heart. That family just needs our support. So, okay. So I hope everybody's doing well. Like I said, it's Friday Eve. I like to call it Throwback Thursdays. And I forgot to download that picture. Oh, well, I'll have to do that next time. But I had a really cute picture of Knight the producer I wanted to share with everyone when she was one. Because there's a lot of talk right now. I don't know if y'all have heard about it, but I just found this out this morning. I didn't know we actually had one, but between the state of Missouri and the state of Kansas, there is a non-compete agreement, and it had to do with the Royals and the Chiefs specifically. And I never knew it existed. It's been there for like 50, 60 years. And so the state of Kansas this week decided to enact some star bonds to draw the Hunt family over the border to build a stadium for the Chiefs in Kansas. And the family that owns the Royals, they're doing the same thing. Well, aren't you guys Super Bowl champions? Don't you have millions of dollars? You know, why do you need taxpayer funds? Right? Why should the government? I mean, it's not a trickle down effect. It really isn't. Look at the city of Dallas. Look at the city of Houston. Look what happened in St. Louis when, you know, he who shall not be named took the team to California. It's not a, I mean, St. Louis in the end won their lawsuit. But how does it really help the community? I mean, the football players go out and do great things in the community. Like Travis Kelce has a foundation that he, you know, it's called 87 and Ready. It benefits kids all across the state of Missouri and Kansas. But I'm just saying, why put two states at odds with each other? Because you just want that revenue over the state line? Okay, whatever. So, just found that out. I mean, Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadium do need a lot of repairs. Honestly, they were built in the 60s. I am so sorry. I'm just yawning off my rump today. I need like more caffeine. Caffeine IV stat. Actually, Dadman sent me something really cute on that. Well, this is actually a new thing, Dadman, that actually just happened this week. It's kind of an update to the story we did on Sports Weekly. Kansas's legislature, before they went on break, because this is an election year and they take a break from now until January for the elections, they decided to vote in all these star bonds, that they call them star bonds, for capital improvements and stuff for specifically the Chiefs and the Royals. I'm like, and then I found out this morning about the non-compete and I'm going, what? Wait a minute. How can you do that? How can you do that? You can't just, oh, hey, I want to break the law so that I can draw a sports team over the line. No. There's no camaraderie. There's no good feelings there. You know what I'm saying? That makes it worse. Yeah. Yeah. I just don't think government funds should be used for sports teams. That's all I'm saying. Maybe a tax. I mean, I know there's been a tax, sales tax, for a long time, and the people of Kansas City refused to re-up it. Okay, that's, but not state bonds. Come on. Yeah, I know the A's and the Raiders moved to Vegas, and yeah, I kind of like the, this is so silly, but I kind of like the idea in basketball where teams are not allowed to move and they're not allowed to do X, Y, Z, and they're not allowed, you know what I mean? So I think that's an ingenious idea. In the CFL, the Blue Bombers are a community owned team, so they need three levels of government. Oh, wow. Wow. You know, here in Springfield, for the longest time, Hammond Student Center, and it's now called GSB Bank Arena. Hi, Mrs. Welcome. Was the only arena in the area. And the city of Springfield decided, hi, Connie Cleary, decided, no, we're going to build our own civic arena. And that's what they did on our fairgrounds. It's not very far from my house. It's like maybe 2 miles, less than that. But we have our own arena league football team now. They're called the Lunkers. And it's, you know, it's all community based. So, but I don't know if you all have heard the history of Springfield, but John Q. Hammonds was a wealthy developer. And he decided to come into Springfield and put down lots of money all over the city to build projects. Like we have Hammonds Field, where the Springfield Cardinals play. We have Hammonds Tower, which is the tallest office space building in the region. We have One Hammond Place. We've got the Juanita K. Hammonds Hall for the Performing Arts on the campus of Missouri State. I mean, there's just so much money that he spread. You know, no, that's Springfield, Oregon. Although I do think it's funny that when they, and in the movie, they show the four corners and like one of them's like Oklahoma. And I think that's hilarious. So yeah, just, I'm so frustrated by this situation because, and I want to stay positive. The Chiefs do great things for the community. They bring us all together. We enjoy them winning Super Bowls. They do a lot of work in the community to help. Like they come down here and they fundraise for children. I love it. But yeah, I just don't think government money should be used like that. There are a lot of people who need assistance in the communities around them, that those bonds, the money that they are taking to build these stadiums, it could feed a lot of people. So I'll leave it there. That's my positive note. So, oh boy. But this is a really cute positive story I found today. It's from News Nation. I was like, oh my gosh, if anybody can go get their degree, do it. It's just great. But this cute little 105-year-old lady graduated, finished up her master's degree at Stanford. Look at how cute she is. She doesn't even look 105 to me. I thought that was great. And her name's Virginia Ginger Hislop. I hope I said her name right. And she started her master's degree 83 years ago. And life got in the way. I mean, she completed her bachelor's and then World War II hit. So she became a reserve officer in the training corps. And she got married, had a family. You know, life just got in the way. And that happens to a lot of people. Like I've been wanting to go get my master's degree, but you know, I don't really need it now. Like I don't need my medical coding certification now. But I just think it's such a sweet story that she actually went and finished. And, you know, it's just great news. She looks so cute in her little cap and gown. And kudos to her. I love it. I love stuff like that. So you can do it at any age. Any age. So at Knight the Producers High School, they have what they used to call Midlands. What do they call them now, Victor? The little kids that are in high school. I'll have to ask Knight. But those kids graduate early, like 12, 13, younger. I think there was one kid younger than that that graduated early. They are super smart kids. I think that is adorable that these kids are, you know, advancing themselves, and a lot of them going to college. And I don't know how many come back. I'd have to look and see after they graduate college how many come back to the community, but it would be interesting to find out. See, Mikey says on the sports issue, the same issue plagued Arizona's team. Yeah, the Cardinals actually used to be in St. Louis. I'm a little, you know, that was before my time, like 87, but still they belong in St. Louis. Just like the Titans used to be the Oilers, and the Oilers belong in Houston. I say the Lakers. Okay. Hello. They used to be Minnesota because that's the land of a thousand lakes, right? So anywho, but yeah, I know. There's so much private money floating out there in this country from the 1% that could bolster these teams. You know, why do we have to use government money? That's all I'm saying. So thank you, Tina. Yes, please smash that like button and share this out. Let's get some more people to join us and have a good time. So this is my weird story, strange story of the day. It's from Sky News. And I'm a fan of Joey Chestnut. I am. I think he's great. I can't believe the size he is, because I've been plagued with weight issues my whole life. But he is like the 16-time hot dog eating champion on, you know, Nathan's puts that on the 4th of July. Well, he's disqualified this year because he signed a deal with Impossible Foods. And that's, of course, plant-based foods. Well, Nathan's is backed by the beef industry because they're hot dogs, right? Pork and chicken and, you know what I mean? Mostly they're known for their all beef hot dogs. And so they said, nope, sorry, you signed this contract, you're disqualified this year. He's been a staple in eating contests for, let's see, I think it says it in here. Let's see, there's a picture of him eating. Gosh, it's been earlier than that because he worked his way up in the ranks. Honestly, I heard about him, I think back in 97, a friend of mine, I think, did an article on him when we were in high school. And just, I'm just shocked, that he's disqualified. I mean, it opens up the field for anybody. Like there's who's the guy from Japan that has come over? He's won the contest before. But yeah, the next generation, there he is, this guy right here. The next generation needs to step up because here's an open opportunity for you all, you know, to try to win this competition, right? So yes, thank you so very much, Tina. You're awesome. I know, right? And he decided to go with Impossible Foods. Maybe he got a bad health report. You know, I like the Impossible Foods. I think they taste great. I've been trying all kinds of different protein to see what I like, because I'm on a high protein, low carb diet, having had gastric sleeve. So yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking the whole time I saw this. And I'm like, what? No way. That's so not right. So, but yeah. By the way, watch that. It's July 4th. I can't remember what network it's on. I'll have to look that up and bring that to you tomorrow. But yeah, let's see. Did you know that? I know. On the 4th of July week, it seems like, and around the MLB All-Star game, seems like there's all these eating competitions, you know, going around. But yeah, it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Oh, really? Oh, cool. Did he do well? Let's see. Randy Satel and Katrina Eats Kilos. Also, Beard Meets Food. Yeah, I know about Beard Meets Food. Joel Hansen, I think I've heard that name before. Oh, are they? Well, good for them. They should. I don't see why. I just don't, you know, I just don't get it. But, you know, I'm not a part of, I mean, I eat meat. I mean, I can understand why the Beef Council might be upset about it, but I mean, come on. This is America. We have choices. You don't always have to eat beef. I've had to stop eating beef myself because of my mast cell disorder. It's kind of one of those weird thing. Like, I'll have a good steak every once in a while, but I pay for it the next day. You know, it tastes great. Grill-A-Man, oh my gosh. Grill-A-Man could be, he's a classically trained chef. He could have all of his certifications. But life kind of took him in other directions. I still am trying to get him to go back to school and finish, because he's only like 4 classes away from having his associates, and then he could go on to do his bachelor's. But, you know, it's pretty cool. So, oh, what in the world? I didn't even touch that. Oh, my phone is so crazy lately. So I got a new phone because we switched carriers. And Samsung makes good products, just not this phone. So it's the bottom of Samsung's line, and it gets me from points A to B. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it is what it is. Let's see. Anybody got some? Let's see. Connie says that she can't eat pork. You know, that's the thing that I. Oh, you have an allergic reaction. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's kind of what happens to me with beef anymore. For some reason there's like a glitch in my bone marrow, which makes the mast cells, which those are the cells that react to allergens. And it's called mastocytosis is my disorder. And I'm supposed to keep an EpiPen near me at all times because I never know when it's going to strike. And so like I've had to take certain things out of my diet. I'm supposed to take like artificial sweeteners out of my diet, but I like aspartame too much. I pay for it. But yeah, I have several friends in a support group that they can't eat pork. And that's like the one meat besides chicken. I can't eat eggs. I just can't do it. But yeah, Knight, the producer, is allergic to shellfish. But yeah, a lot of chicken allergies. So I lean more towards high omega-3 fatty fish and chicken and pork. Like I said, I'll have an occasional steak. I don't really eat that much at one time because it, you know, I still, my stomach is still pretty small where it used to be. And, but yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. Yeah. You know, Knight, the producer's boyfriend, Blackberry, he's got a lot of allergies. And his whole family is like allergic to cats, and yeah, just allergies are so weird. Like, you know, peanut allergies and nut allergies, and yeah. So like they gave me a list when I first got diagnosed in 2016. I have a coconut allergy, and that coconuts are supposed to be like the only food on the planet that does not generate histamine. And I have a reaction to it every time. No, like, so I enjoy Almond Joys and Mounds because sometimes I feel like a nut. And I like Caramel Delights from the Girl Scouts. And you know, some places I can't eat palm kernel oil. I have to watch vegetable oil that you buy in the store because most of the time they're made with palm kernel or coconut. So Great Value, just in case you're curious, has the best vegetable oil on the market because I believe it's made with sunflower oil. So just in case. Knight, the producer, is lactose intolerant. Uh-huh. She hates it.
I love
cheese. She's a mouse. She loves
soybean oil.
She loves gold. Oh, it's soybean oil. Yeah, that's right. Not sunflower, but there are some that are sunflower. Like we can do canola, but canola is expensive lately.
I'm also starving with my
dad. Over at his house.
Can you get him over here?
No, I'm busy.
Too bad. He only listens to you.
Okay. But yeah, it's interesting how allergies have evolved because back when I first got diagnosed with seasonal allergies, back when I was a kid, you know, they were like, allergies are XYZ. It's black and white. It's not black and white anymore. And it's, people are going to hate when I say this, but it's the overprocessed food. Like, we don't eat canned food. I think the only canned food we eat, because I sometimes can't stand frozen green beans. So we eat canned green beans. You know, like I don't really like buying Hunt's in the cans, the spaghetti sauce, but they don't put it in a jar like everybody else does. So I'm texting him because I've got
my favorite spaghetti sauce.
I know, it tastes so good. We eat it every once in a while. So
that's also why, like, Nana.
Yeah.
When she, instead of like putting tomato paste to like make more sauce, she puts in water because she doesn't want to put in canned stuff.
Yeah. So we used to, what used to be our spaghetti sauce growing up was, two cans of tomato sauce, a can of tomato paste, and then the McCormick seasoning.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that would taste much better.
It does, but if you can't have the canned stuff anymore, hi Orville Nation, welcome.
Hey,
then
PJ.
You know, you just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
PJ, you showed up when I'm wrapping up.
And I also just said, hi PJ.
Yeah, Knight the producer says hello. So, all right, well, it's time for quick promotions. So let me turn that off here.
I need to have spaghetti soon. I want spaghetti.
I know, it sounds so good, doesn't it? Actually, I want lasagna.
Oh, no, manicotti.
You know, Garfield Day was like this week.
Manicotti.
Ooh, we haven't made manicotti. Would you stop it? I'm hungry.
So hungry, Mom.
So, like I said before, please go out and support Clawby's family. There's the QR code for their GoFundMe. The memorial is this weekend. Dad, Man, and Mrs. are going. So everybody who's traveling to the memorial, safe journey. And we're praying for you all, Clawby's family. We love you all. We're praying for you. The park streamers hit their $5,000 goal for the Children's Hospital of Orange County, California, and they've upped it to $7,500. So please go out to that website right there and give them a donation. Have a good day, Dad Man. I'll talk to you soon. The 417 Game Sidekicks are helping disabled individuals in the Southwest Missouri four state area with conventions and going to gaming nights. And they also help them put their ideas for role-playing games on paper. So please help support them. 417gamesidekicks.org. Moon City Con is this weekend at the Hilton Garden Inn. I don't know how many badges are left, but if you scan that QR code, it'll take you right to where you need to buy your badge for the whole weekend. It's $60, starts tomorrow.
Are we going?
No.
Thank God.
Hey, now.
I just don't want to.
Route 66 Comic and Toy Convention is Saturday the 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon. $5 to get in the door. And hey, Dad Man, there's a bushwhacker going to be there. Well, I was planning on it, but Gorilla Man said that he had a memorial service. And he's got to work.
Oh.
So I...
We could just go.
Well, we could like show up at 9 o'clock and stay for a couple hours and come back home.
Or me and you could just go.
Yeah, well, Vic wants to go.
Me and Vic can move.
Yeah. I don't have shirts for you guys yet, so.
Well, I don't need a shirt.
Yeah, everybody, head to Mrs. Show as I'm wrapping up because she's going to start streaming soon, her build for the Up House.
Nice.
Yeah. So, $5 at the door. Children, hold on, let me turn off my banner. Children under the age of 10 are free. So, I like to point that stuff out because it always helps families if you're going to go to this stuff. KC Collecticon is this weekend. If you go to that website right there, you can look at your ticket prices. I don't know much about this one. It just says it's the nation's largest trading. So I just thought, hey, I'll just share that out there.
Trading? Like
trading card, anime, pop culture convention. We'll have to go next year.
Like bartering?
I guess. Yeah. The Anime Festival of Wichita, Kansas is also this weekend. So go to that website if you want to buy your tickets. Crypticon is June 28th through the 30th in Kansas City. there's the website right there for ticket information. They had an impressive list of celebrities, so go check that out. This will narrow down after this week, all this stuff. So Rickfest Live, Kansas City, is June 29th and 30th. If you go to that website, this is a traveling show. They have a whole, like 20, 30 stops all year long. So check them out. Tickets weren't that bad. But yeah, Lego, all the other brands of like Mrs. likes to build off-brand stuff, and it's pretty cool. So go check that out. ExtremaCon, which we will be walking around in September, is September 28th and 29th. Weekend passes are $20. You can get those at that website right there, extremacon.com. And children under the age of 12 are free with the purchase of an adult ticket.
Well, with ExtremaCon, what is it?
It's like in the St. Robert, Waynesville, Fort Leonard Wood area convention, like for Central Missouri.
Like TremendaCon?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I think it's great. We haven't had like this stuff in a long time. We missed VisionCon. That's in Branson. So we'll have to go to that next year.
We also missed Missouri Comic Con.
No, we didn't. I went.
Yeah, but
with Dad.
Which wasn't fair. I wanted to go.
Planet Anime Kansas City is October 18th through the 20th. And if you go to planetanimekc.com, you can look at your ticket info. And they also give you helpful hints if you want to find a hotel near the convention center. So pretty helpful. So you're in the Galactic Cafe with me, Sci-Fi Mombi. We do Monday to Friday, noon Eastern, 11 Central. So come back. We do chit-chat, strange news, good news, weird discussions about, you know, whatever. I got on my soapbox today about the Kansas City Chiefs in the state of Kansas. So. Oh,
I'm not a football girl.
Oh, have you not heard? I'll tell you when we get off the broadcast what's happened.
I'm not a football girl, so I really don't care.
Wednesdays in the Sci-Fi Mombi studio, we're doing TED with Mission Log, the Orville Talking TED. So what we do at 2:30 Eastern, 1:30 Central, we watch the episode they're going to talk about later at 5 p.m. 4 Central. And then we come back for the watch party of Mission Log. Yesterday, they had Elena Olbach on, and she is hilarious. She is so funny. They were all drinking Bear Fight whiskey. It was just priceless. Go watch that interview. You'll love it.
I'm not a drinker either. And
yeah, because you're underage. Yeah, you better not be.
I wouldn't be a drinker anyway because it's so bad for your
liver. I will get you.
It's so bad for your liver. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Also in the Sci-Fi Mommy Studios on Saturdays at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, we're watching ALF. And we're almost done with the regular series. Then we're moving on to the movie with Martin Sheen and the animated series. And then after that, in the studio, we're moving to The Muppet Show. Come it's time to light the lights. Because we have it on Disney Plus. So.
On The Muppet Show tonight.
Yep. Also in the Sci-Fi Mommy Studios on Sunday nights at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, we're watching Futurama because the new season of Futurama hits Hulu on July 29th.
I haven't watched like the newest season yet. I've only watched like 2 episodes and then I just kind of gave up.
Oh my gosh. So check that out. By the way, thank you, Dr. Omega, for all of our graphic work. He has been helping me out. He is a friend of the show and we love you. You're awesome. Victor's new show, In Drag with Victoria Matrix, is Sundays at 5 Eastern, 4 Central. Come join Vic as he talks about anything and everything. Right now, we're kind of talking Pride Month and other things. But thank you, Dr. Omega. He drew our amazing new graphic, our logo. Vic loves it, although he wants his hair pinker, but we'll work on that with Dr. Omega. So,
oh my.
Yeah. The Grungy Alternative with Gorilla Man alternates between Thursdays and Saturdays. So please check all of our Twix accounts for the schedule. We don't have anything on the schedule right now, but we're working on it. And we're hoping our next guest is Dadman Walking 55 for some 80s music. So keep an eye out for that.
Can I join?
Of course you can.
I love 80s.
All right. The part of the show I don't like, but here we go. Can you please help us support us with a cup of coffee? Please and thank you. Hold on 1 second. I'm supposed to be back at work already. We have a Ko-fi account because Night the Producer is also thinking about starting her own show soon. Mm-hmm. It's a cooking show. I still have Sci-Fi Mombi Fallon to do this week. And then my own, what did we call my cooking segment?
For once in her life, Sci-Fi Mommy didn't burn everything.
Yeah, for once in my life. Really. It's just going to be kind of like the show on Food Network, you know, how to boil water. It's going to kind of be like that. Oh, it's Millie. So please go to ko-fi.com/sci-fi-mombi. The lowest donation they allow us to set is $5. You can do a one-time donation. You can do a monthly donation. Or please don't donate at all. That's fine with us. Just be here in the chat. No, don't put her next to the mic. Be here in the chat with us and smash that like button, because to YouTube, that's the digital currency plus watch hours. So
it's mainly watch hours.
Yeah.
That's why people are doing like longer videos and video essays.
I know. That's why I'm doing streams.
That's why you have to have a good hook.
We also have a PayPal account. If you scan that QR code right there or search us by mombiape@gmail.com, you can send us a one-time donation, and please select donation so it helps you in the long run when you have to talk to Uncle Sam next year. We also have a throne, and I just got some notifications that I got to go update some of my tech requests because they're sold out. But if you go to throne.com/sci-fi-mombi, like I said, we've asked for some tech things. We've asked for some giveaways. They're like baskets of giveaway stuff and some crowdsourcing odds and ends. So please check that out. We also have our own merch shop, because our lovely logo here at Sci-Fi Mombi was drawn by none other than David Cabeza. He is the co-author and illustrator of the Orville comics. He is amazing. He is a commissioned artist. He will draw. If you bring him an idea, he'll draw it for you. He's that awesome. Excuse me. So check him out. He's on Instagram, Facebook, and gosh, good grief. Twix. So go check him out. But we have extended sizes in all of our merch, and it comes in our lovely logo. You can customize it. We've got shirts, hoodies, hats, beanies, plushies, stickers, posters, aprons, grocery bags, computer bags, you name it. You can probably find it on this website. It's sci-fi-mom-b.myspreadshop.com. We also have our own website at sci-fi-mombi.com. It has all the links to our social media. You can check out the Spreadshop. You can check out the Grungy Alternative with Gorilla Man. Sci-Fi Mombi Security has their own cute little landing page with a bio on all of them and a link to our YouTube channel where you can watch all their cute little videos and all of our other content. You can listen to the podcast on RSS or any of the other platforms where you find your favorite podcasts. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can drop us a line about an idea you have for the show. It comes directly to us. So check it out. We love our website. And last but not least, we're all over social media. Ta-da! We stream daily to the Meta platform, which is Facebook and Instagram. We also have a Threads and a WhatsApp. We stream daily to LinkedIn, Twix, YouTube, and Twitch. We are working on our TikTok channel right now, so please go out and follow us. We are all across social media because we took it and it's ours and we ran with it. Sci-Fi Mombi, right there. We also have Blue Sky, Discord, Counter Social, IMDb, IMDb Pro, Mastodon, Pinterest, and Patreon. Whew, that's a mouthful. All right, party people, I gotta go. Party on, Knight the producer.
Party on, Mombi.
Party on, co-host Vic.
Party on, Mombi.
All right, later, party people.
Days started slowly. I haven't had my caffeine. The mornings can be boring. I'm the Sci-Fi Mombi. Yes, it's me, the Mombi, and my family. In your ears, in your head, we are talking on our phones, with our mics, with my crew by my side. In your ears, in your head, we're still talking. I'm in your head, in your head, yeah. Mombi, Mombi, Mombi.
Okay, before I go, I forgot one thing. Mrs. has the build stream coming up, and you need the link to get there. So hold on one second. Sorry, Mrs. Get that out so everybody can go look at your amazing build today. She's building the Up House, so go check her out. Here is the link. All right, now I'm going. Bye, party people.